At 93, he's just a few years younger than Queen Elizabeth. And for Lowther Dennis, this special Jubilee lunch in East London was a chance to entertain the community.
These people I was brought up with. I know those people. They're all old family friends, and much younger than me, by the way. I just wanted to do it.
Pensioners gather at this centre for a free traditional lunch and a sing-song, but they were joined by other residents for the last day of the four-day Jubilee.
I do remember the Silver Jubilee when I was young, I was probably about seven, and this feels quite like similar to that. It's gone a lot more community-based. What they would like for this to carry on, not every year maybe, but just to get together with communities and to be some legacy there.
For the older generation, the Queen's been a force of stability ever since her accession to the throne 70 years ago. People like Michael, who's received numerous awards for his time in the army, the last of them being a special Platinum Jubilee medal.
We love the Queen. We love having a royal family. And we love the community spirit that it brings together for each and every one of us. And the Queen can do that, and she does do it every day.
There have been events like this at community centres and in residential streets across the country. And even for people who don't consider themselves staunch royalists, many will tell you it's a great chance for the generations to come together.
And for those too young to remember even the Diamond Jubilee 10 years ago, there were other attractions too.
And what's the best thing about today so far?
Oh, definitely the cake. Oh yeah, the cake.
Nothing comes close?
No.
Cakes of all shapes and sizes were on offer at the Oval Cricket Ground in South London. Prince Charles, the heir to the throne, and his wife Camilla were here for a somewhat bigger Jubilee lunch. And at Windsor Castle, crowds gathered to try to break the world record for the longest picnic. But for thousands of people, it was about keeping it local, as well as marking a milestone. Nadine Barber, Al Jazeera, London.